Lexi.
Yes.
Do you like sushi?
I do. I do, actually.
Have you been to a sushi place that has like robots?
Yes. Oh my god, wait, yes I have.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so recently I went to a sushi place that had like a robot that was a cat. Like, it had a little cat face, and it took me to my table, and it would bring me, like, my order.
No way.
And it was so cute. But was that your experience?
I mean, it was pretty simple. It, like, brought our drinks to us. It was, like, at a revolving sushi place. So, it was, you know, it had the, like, revolving sushi coming around, mm-hmm. but then when we ordered drinks, it, like, brought us our drinks, and that was cool.
I love it. I just thought that was so cool because I had never been before, but
I wanted to ask you. I see them everywhere, and I'm like, I want that.
I know, I always see so many TikToks. I'm glad that I got to experience something I see in a TikTok, but I'm always, like, thinking I'm not experiencing life. But, yeah. Welcome to Purple Hour Podcast, a journey through the discography of K-pop sensation BTS. Well, welcome to Purple Hour Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
We are back.
Finally.
It's Anjane. I know.
And it's Lexi.
Yes. This is a Lexi and Anj episode. We'll be talking about 2-3.
Yes.
Our first fan song.
Aw, I'm I love this song. So I'm excited to talk about it today.
Me too. I feel like it's so fitting, especially since I miss the members. I've been missing them a lot lately.
Yeah. Especially with it being the holidays, I feel like I'm missing comfort, but you know. They're like family.
Definitely comfort. I know they're not doing any Christmas content.
I know, which is kind of weird. But I know last year they did a little bit of holiday content, but it wasn't too much because it was right after the PTD shows.
That's so true. Have any other K-pop groups started doing like holiday content? I don't think so.
Yeah, I've seen there was... I know there's been a couple Christmas songs out, which I found very interesting.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like I don't really associate K-pop with, like, holiday songs, to be honest.
Wait, that's true. Dynamite Holiday version?
Yeah, Dynamite Holiday.
That's right. 17 did Darling Christmas version, I think.
Yes, I heard about that.
It's basically just, like... bells in the background always.
Yeah. No, but there was a group that did like an actual Christmas song.
What? Was it a boy group or girl group?
It was a girl group, and it's like
Oh wait. Was it IVE?
No, I was talking about NMIX.
Oh, yes, Baby Twice.
Yeah. So
I haven't heard it. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, it's like actual they're doing Christmas, like, it's explicitly Christmas, so I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is very interesting. Manifesting a little bit of Christmas content from the Tannies.
I know. Just, you know, one little TikTok or something.
I know. Wow. I can't believe that they did their unit TikToks for around BTS. I was, like... Oh. Dying, and I thought something was gonna happen like a music video.
Yeah,
but I'm still holding out.
I'm hoping that we get something, just one.
Maybe that'll be our Christmas present.
Oh my gosh, please. We have a lot to catch up on.
We do. We can't say we're the most consistent, but we will get there.
Hey, you know, it adds variety. Gives us content.
It does. We get to carve out time to talk about our favorite people.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, we have a fun skit that we have planned. Like, we've been trying to think of different skits each week, and Lexi, you actually thought of this, so if you want to explain it, I feel like you'll do it better than me.
Yeah, I don't know where this came up, but I was talking about it with someone, in terms of, like, oh, like, if you ever went to, like, a movie with the Tannies, like, what what would be your seating arrangement? Like, what is... like, what would be the most ideal setup for you? So, like, are you sitting all in one row? Are you staggered? Like, who is sitting right next to you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought about all sitting in one row.
Yeah. So, I thought about that. Actually, that was the last thing I thought of. Because originally, I was like, no way. Like, they have to be closer than that. And then I thought of it in terms of, like, the genre of movie, too. Because I feel like there's a very different setup that I would want for a scary movie versus, like, a rom-com.
Wait, that's so true. See, when I made mine, I was just thinking of a scary movie. Did you make more than one?
I based mine off of a scary movie, but I have a general idea of, like, what I would want if it wasn't a scary movie. It doesn't really change too much, but...
I'm excited to do this because I always see it, like, circulating on Twitter for people to, like, quote with your seating chart.
And, like, with different groups,
but I've never liked
too.
To talk about it. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oof. So, do you want to go first? Should I go first?
I'm actually kind of curious about yours.
Okay. I'll go. Let me rethink, because I rewrote this last week. Okay, so mine are staggered. I am not all in one row. I didn't even think about that, because I figured, like, not only do I want them to be surrounding me, of course.
Same.
But I know that they'll want to be closer, at least in the vicinity of each other, to be able to see each other's reactions.
Yes.
So I was definitely thinking of scary movie. So I don't even know how to describe this. It's me... kind of in the middle. Mm-hmm. So, okay, there's me, and then I'm in between Veman, because I just feel like being in between the chaos of them interacting will keep me comforted from the scary movie, but also distract me from the scary movie.
Right.
And then to the right of Jimin would be Hoseok, because G-Hope have to be near each other, I feel like, because Hobi is going to need comfort, and I think Jimin will think it's funny that Hobi is, like, jumping at everything, even if it's not scary, because, you know, Hobi is scared of everything except for things that are actually scary.
Right. Oh my gosh.
He'll walk up to, like, the weirdest, he was, like, walking on a red carpet. I don't even know what it was. And it was someone dressed in a costume. And it was the most terrifying thing. And he was just so happy to, like, interact with this, like, person in this costume. But he'll jump at, like, the tiniest things, like something dropping. So I feel like that would make me way too, like, nervous. Like, I'm already nervous in scary movies. And being next to him would make me way too nervous. So Jimin can comfort him. And I will laugh and watch as... Jimin is, like, thinking it's hilarious that Hobi's freaking out. Mm-hmm. So then behind Hobi is going to be Jin, because I think Jin is just going to be teasing Hobi the whole time and pretend like he's not scared, but also, like, messing with Hobi and, like, grabbing him and trying to make him jump.
Yeah.
And I think it would just be hilarious to watch, but I don't want it, like, right next to me.
Right.
Because then I will be distracted the whole time. I mean, I'm going to be distracted, but, you know.
Of course.
And then, so that's, Jin starts the back row, and then behind Jimin is Yoongi, because I think Yoongi's just going to be calm and, like, observing everyone and their interactions and, like, focusing on the movie and trying to ignore what's happening, but he wants to also be able to see everything.
Right.
And then behind me is Jungkook, because I feel like we'll have, like, similar energies. Like, he's going to want to see everything going on between Veman and G-Hope, because he's gonna want to, like, be involved when he wants to, but also like ignore it if he wants.
Of course.
Because I feel like he either engages or he doesn't. And then next to JK is going to be Namjoon.
Of course.
And he will also be behind Tae because they are inseparable. And yeah, I feel like that's my ideal scary movie setup.
I love
I'm
that.
curious. I don't think I would change it. I think even for like a regular movie, I would want that.
Okay.
But
I
yeah,
love it.
I'm curious what yours is.
Okay. So, I I actually kind of really like mine. So
I
I know I just I think it's so funny to like listen to the difference of what ours are, because okay,
I love
obviously
that.
I'm in the middle.
We love contrast.
And
Yes.
I am in between Jimin and Yoongi, obviously. Oh, and this is again a scary movie. I don't do scary, so you know.
Yeah.
I put myself
You need to be protected.
exactly. I need to feel like I'm not in the movie. So
Yeah.
I put myself in between Jimin and Yoongi because obviously they're my biases, but I feel like Yoongi, because he can't do scary movies either, I'll hold his hand and he can hold mine because he just needs his hand held, and like I will be that.
Comforting each other.
And then in terms of like trying to make me not feel scared, that's why Jimin is there, because he'll probably talk to me during the movie and be like, "It's fine, like you're not gonna die," but then also try and scare me, which will distract me. So that's why I'm
That's
in
so
between
true.
the
He
two
would
of
do
them.
both.
Okay, and then in
Protect
front,
you and tease you.
yes, exactly. Duality.
Jimin.
And then in front of us, I okay, I love this because it just screams chaos, and I live for chaos. In front of Jimin is gonna be Hobi, because again, those
Yes.
two need to be near each other. In front of me is gonna be JK, because I feel like there's something about him, like being near Hoseok too. There's just like this energy that those two have, and I feel like in a scary,
Kiwi.
I love them. In a scary movie, I feel like JK is just so like he has no fear, like so
He doesn't.
him being able to tease Hobi in like the sweetest, like most like star candy boba eyes like way. I think he's perfect there. And then on the other side of JK, so in front of Yoongi, I put Jin, because I okay, after Yunmin like relationship and like how they interact, my favorite like interaction is Yoongi and Jin. Like I love their relationship, like just how they interact with each other. So I put that there, but also because if you put Hobi and Jin in between JK, it's just always chaotic. And I
Always.
feel like it would distract me enough that I can still watch the movie if I want to, but also just like, okay, I'm scared, so I'm gonna focus on those three. And
That's so
then
smart.
and then behind us, so behind me, Jimin and Yoongi, it's gonna be Namjoon and Taeyang, because I feel like Tae, if he's not with like Yoongi, if he's not sitting right next to Yoongi, he has to be with Jun. So
Yeah.
that's why I put them there. And Namjoon's like energy and like it just,
Grounding.
yes. So I need him to at least be like near me if he's not gonna be right next to me. So that's why I put them there. So that's for a scary movie. The only, I think for if it's any other type of movie, like if it's a like a romance movie or like, yeah, if it's any other type of movie, the only change I think I would make is I need Namjoon next to me, which kind of throws me because I'm not like Namjoon is not in my bias line. But as of late, like there's something about Namjoon that no,
Stop.
I just okay. Oh.
He's in my line. He's in my line.
So, for the record, for anyone who is listening, Indigo did drop about 5 days ago.
A masterpiece.
We will not speak on it today because Namjoon is not in my bias line, as I've said. I will leave that for Becca. Shout out, girl, because he is your ult.
Yes,
But yes,
Becca,
I
we
just
love you and
we
miss you.
yes, we do. So we're gonna leave that for Becca. Because Namjoon, I just need to say, like, a masterpiece. He's such a anyway. I
I
can't
know
even.
there's aren't there aren't words to explain Namjoon.
Yeah, like I can't. Like it's impossible. But like my heart is just so full. But yeah, if it was like a romance movie, I feel like I just need his voice and his like energy near me, like closer to me. So I don't know like if I would switch him out with Jimin.
You're so
But
right.
like I love you, Jimin, but
I know you're making me rethink mine if it was a romance movie. I feel like, yeah, I'm rethinking everything. If it was a
sorry.
romance movie, I feel like I would want to be in between Namjoon and Yoongi. You're so
Oh
right.
my gosh.
I feel like they would both hold your hands.
Oh, they
I'm
would.
feeling delusional. This is a bad exercise.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's so interesting though. Did you do yours in three rows?
I did.
Oh.
Yep.
That's interesting. Yeah, and you did you place yourself in the middle?
Yep, dead center.
Okay, I was like in the first row and then I did the row behind me. That's so interesting. I don't know why I didn't put them in front of me.
Hey, you know what? That's
That is interesting.
yeah.
Oh, that was so fun. I love thinking about these
I
things.
know, 'cause it's like,
It's like they're our best friends.
yeah. Oh, I miss them.
I
There's gonna be a lot of that
know.
in this episode, everyone. Okay, so just brace yourself.
There's just gonna be a lot of that until for a while.
Yep.
My entire life. But we will get there. I'm pretty sure. Okay, so where do we even start? We have so much to discuss
I
with the
don't know.
Tannies. Why don't we start with the Busan concert? I know that feels like so long ago, but that's how long it's been since we've had an episode.
Yeah, oops. Sorry.
It's fine. More to talk about.
Yeah. That, I mean, it was monumental, obviously.
It was everything. I regret not going. I didn't enter the raffle on Weverse on purpose because I knew that if I would have won, I would have been going despite the amount of credit card debt I would have created. I would have been there.
Oh, see, that's the thing, though, is like I totally would have done the same. And I know someone who went, and like I am so
Me
jealous,
too.
but I am so happy for them. And it seems like such an amazing experience, and you know, it was massive. Like it was so good, even just online. But to be
A
able to
hundred
ex
thousand people.
I know. To be able to experience that in person, I'm like, that is one thing I wish I could have done, but my credit card and my bank account is glad that it didn't happen for me.
I know, same. My heart is sad,
Yeah.
but we still got to experience it.
Exactly.
It was so, I was losing my mind just watching it on my computer, so.
Oh, yeah. Although we have to talk about the fact
And
that it was awful getting connected because it was not working
wait,
on Weverse or Naver.
so true. Okay, here's the thing. I'm so glad that they made it a free concert, like
Yeah.
a free streaming concert, but they were not prepared for the bandwidth, and I don't
Not
know
at
if they
all.
ever could be, but I feel like the paying for it, like, vets the people who aren't really interested. You know, like, if you're just, like, curious, like, it was on, like, Korean TV channel, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the connection was so awful. I totally missed all of the opening mints, and I missed part of the ending mints, and I missed
I
Butterfly
missed Butterfly.
and Zero
I
O'Clock.
was pissed. I was so livid.
Me too. I was like,
I was
not
following on
like
Twitter
Butterfly.
on like translations and stuff. And they were like, "Oh my gosh, Butterfly." And I was like, "Butterfly? Are you kidding
You're
me?"
like, without me. I know, I was losing my mind because I was terrified I was gonna miss Cypher 3. Like, I don't know what I would have done if I missed Cypher 3.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That changed my life. I can't even.
I can't.
Their verses, they're just insane.
Yeah, I can't
Rap
believe that we
line.
got what we got, to be fair. And then I did watch the replay, so thank God.
Yes, I did too, because I have to get every opportunity, even though they're probably going to make it a DVD. And yes, I'll be buying it.
I will also buy that to have Run BTS on the thing. Oh.
I was just going to say, I know we touched on the choreography earlier, but it is
Oof.
insane. And it's one of their more difficult choreographies
That
that they just
choreography
added.
is so good. Oh.
I'm so curious, like, if Hobi like choreographed any of it.
He must have. I feel like they did.
He's just so talented.
I
Oh,
know. I think just
I
with.
can't. I just wish I could dance.
I just seeing the dance and like all of the choreography and knowing what the song is about and like the background of it, I would be surprised if Hobi was not involved in it.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
He must have
Oh,
been.
I mean, I guess because he did the solo TikTok.
Right. Oh, please the
Oh,
unit.
if he, oh my God, I know that was for
It
you.
was
That
for
was
me.
for
They did that for me. Oh.
us. Okay, but Taekwondo Breathe,
Oh my God.
they really gave us the best
I
gifts.
know.
Oh, it was so funny when like Hobi made the compilation and then Jungkook was like, "Why didn't you include my Instagram one?" Where he was
That
being so silly. He's such
was
a
so
baby.
cute. That was so cute. That was the more what do you call it? That was the more accessible one. That's a more accessible dance for those of us who cannot.
That's my version of Run BTS. Oh, it's so funny. Do you ever like think in choreography, like with a song? Like when you're listening to it, like you've seen the choreography so many times, you're like imagining it like
Oh
going on in your
yes.
head.
All the time.
Oh, it always happens to me, and I always want to reenact like the dance move that I'm thinking of, but it never goes like how I'm picturing it.
Oh my gosh, like with what do you call it? With Idol. Oh.
You want me to jump around and do loops?
Like with Idol or like Mic Drop. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
I have to
mic
be
drop. I can do the
specific.
part where they're like, I can't even. I'm doing the motion, but I can't even like explain.
It's the Mic Drop like dance break, like the one the Steve Aoki remix.
Yes,
Oh, man.
I
Oh,
love that version.
so good.
I miss our boys,
I
but
know.
let's see. Flip
That
booth.
I feel like that concert kind of, I mean, at least on like for locals, because I have friends who like are definitely not BTS like fans, like they don't listen to them like religiously or anything like that. They just kind of know them like pretty,
Casually.
yeah. But they were like, "Oh yeah, I saw that they had like a free concert and like they had so many people." And I was like, "Yeah, that's true." It was crazy. So
Wow, the locals were seeing
yes, the locals.
it.
They're like They'd be like, "Oh, which one is this one?" And I'm like, "Please, don't do this. You're don't get started."
You want to fall down the rabbit hole? I'll push you.
But yeah, I feel like it really just
I.
solidified, not that they weren't already, but you know,
Yeah,
they are
definitely.
it.
I really liked during the ending events when Taegi were talking about, or like Taeyang was like, "Oh, like here we are performing. Like remember, we weren't gonna perform as seven anymore because we were like going on a break, right?" And Yoongi was like, "Oh no, yeah, I guess that's what the reporter said."
It's like we didn't even
I
say
love them.
that.
I love them for openly like calling out the media.
As they should.
They really should.
They
They don't take any flack.
Yeah, you know what? Screw the media for doing what they do. Let them be.
I know, I know. But we did get the exciting announcement of Jin solo,
Oh my gosh, we
like during the
did.
concert.
Oh.
I know. It was so cute watching all their reactions to him saying it.
Yeah, oh. And I
Sweet
mean,
boys.
when it finally did drop, oh my God. I'm in love with it.
The astronaut, it's so Jin. I love it so much. His voice is just so emotional. Like, it makes me emotional.
Yes, I will say I feel like I saw someone talk about it, but like the astronaut is so much more BTS, whereas My Universe was very much a Coldplay song. It's
I
just
agree.
the astronaut just fits Jin like so much.
It does. And I wasn't expecting the video to be so emo. Like
Like,
it was so beautiful, but it also made me sad.
yeah. And hearing,
I actually have to go ahead.
Oh, I think about like the video that circulated of Chris Martin talking about like the creation of the astronaut. And it's like just knowing the background of the song and like why it was made and how it was made. It really tugs on my heartstrings because they just do things with so much intent and love. And I mean that's something else that we'll probably talk about later when we dive into 2-3, but the
Yeah,
astronaut
well,
is so good.
is, and I would just like to shout out to Chris and like Coldplay for I feel like
Yes.
being the most amazing people to collaborate with them and like actually like care about like who they are and what they're like going through.
Yeah.
Obviously, right after Busan, they announced that all the members were choosing to enlist and not wait for the government to say anything. But this being Jin's like final song before he goes away, just in like a couple weeks. But Chris being like acknowledging that and saying it's, you know, like it's a big deal. Like let's send him like lots of love. Like
Yeah.
it's his last time performing with us for a while. I just thought it was so sweet. Like he didn't have to, you know, like care. He could have just been like, "Oh, I just helped him do this," but he made
Yeah.
it a point to like speak on it.
Right. I think they've found people who, to an extent, can understand, like what they do and can at least empathize with some of the sentiments that they feel, and I'm so glad that they found them because they are such a big group as well. Like, sometimes that can be such pressure to handle, and we've seen that from them, and they talk about it. But to have people who have experienced that as well. Just someone to lean on and someone who's like kind of outside of, you know, the K-pop world. So, yeah, yeah. Shout out Coldplay.
We appreciate you. I guess that kind of leads us into the elephant in the room.
Yep.
The
We can talk about it. Yeah.
yeah, we can talk about it. It's fine. So yeah, literally a day after the Busan concert, the media like hype released that the members were choosing to enlist on their own accord, which obviously I'm gonna be sad. Like they're gonna be back, but I'm so proud of them because I feel like the government was really just toying with them for so long
Oh, yeah.
and trying to like not really like being forward with like what they wanted to do, like whether they were gonna exempt them or shorten their like service or
Right.
not, but they wanted to continue to use them to their advantage because they contribute to the economy, but they were just, you know, so BTS were just like, we're not anyone's, like,
Puppets, yeah.
no one's controlling us. Yeah, we're
Yeah.
not your puppets. We're just gonna like serve like everyone else, and we're gonna be done and get back to what we were doing.
Yeah, so that, we can move on and get rid of whatever this animosity is. And just before, if anyone has any opinions on what we're saying, listen, we know that we don't have authority or anything to say on this topic, basically, but we're just gonna
Yeah,
talk
we're
about,
not Korean.
yeah, we're just gonna talk about how we feel in terms of the announcement that all seven members are going to enlist. And this was something that we had privately talked about before, just kind of how we feel. And
We did.
yeah, and I had said, obviously, again, I don't have the authority to do anything or have an opinion, but if they were to go and then come back and not, prolong it, some thought that they would, it would just be easy. But now that it's here, obviously, I'm feeling sad. But knowing, they've thought about this, and for them to finally have it out in the open, because it is something that they've, had to not talk about for a little while, I'm glad that they finally got that, weight off their shoulders, because it's, that's a huge thing. And you could tell that,
Yeah,
it
definitely.
was weighing down. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and I feel like Festa dinner like hurt more.
Yes. We
Like
talked about that
hearing
too.
them. Yeah, I mean, you and I specifically have talked about enlistment for like when we were baby armies. Like, I don't know why. I just to me it was like if I think about it and I think about it in advance, like maybe it'll help me. I can't say it has completely, but I mean, you know, I was surprised, but I knew it was coming. I wasn't like completely shocked. But yeah, the Festa dinner, I feel like they had mentioned that after their MOTS tour, they were supposed to either enlist or go on a break.
Yeah.
And they kind of just stuck through like COVID for us. And I don't know.
I think that's
It just.
something to really, I think that's something to admire about them, because, like they said, that was the plan already. They were gonna take the time that they needed because they need it, but knowing what the world was going through and to be able to, bring some type of, I don't know, not peace, but some type of comfort to armies around the world, for them to sacrifice what they wanted to do so that they could bring us some happiness, if even if it was,
Some joy.
just for a moment. That's,
Yeah.
it's always been us first. It's always been armies first. in their
Yeah, definitely.
minds and in their hearts. And I just, it, this is again something that we'll talk about with 2-3, but you know, it's just it, they really try and
Yeah,
put us
no,
first
I agree.
always.
They do. And it's so nice to think about, oh no.
Oh, I think I lost you. Help.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Lexi's
Hold on.
phone died. Well, Lexi's phone died, so while I'm waiting for her to call me back, okay. Oh, you paused it? I
Okay.
kept recording.
Okay, I'm
Okay,
recording
well,
again.
that's fine.
I'm recording.
Okay, I'll just chop out everything that I said wrong.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, you know? Phones die, it happens. But I will just say what I was just saying to myself a second ago.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just talking, I was waiting for you to call me back. But anyways, I was saying, it was really nice to see more recently, like from Festa Dinner, how Namjoon was having such a hard time, like being the representative forefront of BTS and like speaking, feeling like he was speaking for all seven members and feeling like he wasn't always doing it adequately, even though they didn't agree. Just how he was just having, a tough time.
Yeah.
Especially having to like be the Western media like forefront, speaking the most English, can be a big burden on him. But after hearing, like, I'm touching on Indigo just for a second, Becca. But like hearing him come from like how he's evolved in his later 20s, how he's like struggled with, like reflecting on his past and his older interviews and how he's not the same person as he was just like 3 or 4 years ago. But also like growing from it and being like you can't look back on everything all the time. You just have to move forward and you just have to accept it. Sorry, I just wanted to speak on that because thinking about Festa Dinner always makes me think about Namjoon.
Yeah, no, I think I haven't been able to rewatch Festa Dinner, which
I
I
haven't
honestly
either.
I don't think I plan to rewatch it.
No.
But seeing just the difference in when Festa Dinner was recorded, which I think was what probably May, and now in December, just seeing the difference in all of them when we do see them is, you know, especially Namjoon. You can tell that Namjoon feels different, like he is different. There's no, they all seem so much lighter.
They do.
I think that they, you know, like I said earlier, once the enlistment word was out, it just kind of felt like they could all breathe a little bit.
Yeah, and
And
I feel like also they're all getting a chance to explore their own like musicality with their
yeah, and just
solos.
be, you know, and just be people.
Yeah, and not like constantly having this like over their heads, like waiting for this pressure.
Yeah.
Like, it will be fine. 2025 will come sooner than we thought. I read somewhere that the time from like the beginning of quarantine to like Butter or like earlier this year would have been the amount of time that they are going to be enlisted. And
Oh yeah.
that feels like that happened so fast. So
It
I'm hoping
did.
that
It did.
it feels the same way as soon as they come
But
back.
here's the thing, like even Namjoon said like there's something that I've been working on like and it's gonna be released when he's enlisted. So
Wait, what?
I'm
Was that
just
in Yoongi's talk show?
I want to say it was during his live. Was it his live?
Okay. I haven't been able to watch his
Is one
lives
of
yet.
those two. I mean, it was either one because they came out pretty much like the same hour.
Oh, I'll have to watch. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, I want to say I saw it on Twitter. He said something about like having something that he's been working on and it's gonna come out, I believe, when he's enlisted.
Whoa. See, we're gonna be fed. We're gonna have content. It's
See,
gonna
and
be
that's the thing.
fine.
Oh my God. We're already being so fed. Like they
We
have
are.
if they have this planned already, I can only imagine that they have things planned. So I honestly, I'm not. I think it was just like the big like the it was the fact that it was looming over everyone's heads, and now that it's out, I feel like it's we're facing it. We're facing it head on, and of course we're not, you know, being able to see them like pretty much all the time, but that's okay. We have so much content to rewatch, and honestly, especially as an army that came in 2020, like I have so much to catch up on.
Yeah, me too. There's so many things I haven't watched, or if I want to like rewatch everything,
Yeah, it gives me the
it'll be
opportunity
fine.
to.
And they can still post like occasionally, and it's like they're not
Yeah.
all going at once, you know?
Right.
They're
I
all
mean,
gonna go in the next half year.
yeah, I think there's like a period of like a few months where I think they're all gonna be enlisted, right? But
Yeah, no,
okay, you know
I'm
what?
pretty sure.
But
It's
that's
fine.
okay. I know that during that time, I'm just saying it. HYBE, Big Hit, there's no way that they don't have anything planned.
Oh, definitely. They've been thinking about this, I'm sure. There's BTS always have a plan. We
Yes.
know. They always do.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm so glad we got to talk about it.
Yeah. It feels good to just, you know, get how we're feeling out.
It does. So I hope everyone else is able to deal with it or can find peace with it because they will be back to us. I promise. They
Oh yeah.
promise.
It'll happen way quicker than we all expect it to, so.
It will. We'll be like, oh my gosh, that was so fast.
Right.
But are you ready to finally chat about 2-3?
Oh yeah, of course.
40 minutes in. It's always like
As
this. We
always,
always
you
have too
know.
much to catch up on.
Yeah, it's fine.
But yeah, let's talk about 2-3. Let me start us off with some fun facts.
This.
Because I love
Sounds
to
good.
have some little fun facts. Also, I use BTS Wiki. Hopefully, it's the most accurate when I'm like pulling up my facts. But 2-3 is the 14th track of their Wings album, which was released on October 10th, 2016. The title actually translates to still wishing there will be more good days, like in parentheses. It was their first fan song they ever did when they were announcing the Wings album, and they were having people guess what songs would be about. And then they were like, this is our first fan song. Like, as we know, they do songs like specifically for us and just our relationship. It was written by Slow Rabbit, Bang PD, RM, J-Hope, and Suga. Majority of like songs are gonna have rap line credits. It's just how it's gonna be.
Oh yeah.
I feel like every single song we've done so far have had the rap line. Like
Oh
credits.
yeah. That's true, that's true.
Okay. Where do we start? Do you want to start? Is there anything that stuck out
Yeah,
to
I
you?
mean, I feel like I just have to say like my overall gist for this song. It feels like a contradiction in my brain, but like the song makes me feel like heavy, but at the same time it makes me feel like free and comforted at this, you know, like there's just so many emotions that go with this song.
Yeah, it was one of my like first favorite fan songs, actually.
Yeah, I mean it's so good. Like it's just there's so much behind it, and there's so much that it means that it's important. Like, it's so important just knowing the history of BTS and ARMY. And for those
Yeah,
who
I
don't
don't think I
know,
had ever read these lyrics. Go ahead.
oh yeah. I mean, I had read them, but it wasn't like in depth, and like it was before I knew like the background. And for those of you who don't know, because I didn't know until I looked it up and I saw it on
Yeah.
Twitter. The time that this was coming out, there was a lot, going on, and when you see like older armies especially saying like it's armies and BTS against the world, it and you see like those pictures where it's like that like big like drawing and like this little drawing behind them like being protected, and it's both like BTS and army, and it goes back and forth like who's protecting who. Like during that time, like BTS was, getting a lot of flack for whatever reason, and all these older groups.
Well, they were starting to get popular in the West at this point.
But I think like the it's like them thanking us for sticking through that rough patch of when, for whatever, again, for whatever reason that people have, we're just giving BTS like no credit and no credibility for what they were doing, and armies, being involved in that too, like getting, mistreated for no actual good reason. But it's just a big thank you, and it's
It is. I feel like, well, the verses, at least Yoongi's, is like addressing, they're saying things like in their verses that people are like saying about them, saying to them. They're like addressing like the terrible things people are saying to them. And on Yoongi's verse, one of my favorite lines, like as soon as I read it, like I was just in awe, and I was like writing down like Min Yoongi, like he's amazing, but he was it was you don't have a power, so you must have done shady shit. Like
Yep.
like that's crazy. Like it the imagery, but also like you have you're insecure, like you feel like you have this inferiority complex. And you're just being shady because you have nothing to like, the imagery, you know what I mean? And I was just like so shook. But yeah, like them saying, you're just idols, your music must suck. Like not even giving them a chance and just essentially the chorus reiterating, like, let's just like count and let's erase everything and we're gonna have like a great future. We're gonna have good gate like days together, like BTS and Army, and like I just love them. In Hobi's verse, he talks about like his fears, like living hiding in a shadow because he was scared to reveal like his pain from all of the scrutiny that they were receiving, and he didn't want to share that with us. But we
Yeah,
still like
I wrote that
accepted
too.
it. I was like,
Yep.
oh, like them wanting
I
to
wrote
protect
that.
our feelings.
I said, yeah, I wrote down like I didn't want to show you everything, including my pain. And then you said I only wanted to make, or I wanted to make you only smile.
I
And I
know, he said
think,
we were their light.
yeah, and I just, and then of course they talk about like the most beautiful moment. And I wrote like, as I was just kind of like thinking about it, it's like they hide so much to protect us, and they do whatever they can to see us smile and make us happy, and like kind of have that, back and forth with us of like they feel like they get so much love from us that they just want to give so much love back to us. And it's like this this symbiotic relationship, like it's so much back and forth. Like, it's not just one giving and one like taking, but like they take like how much we love them and like try and make that, even bigger so that, you know, it's just, again, it's like they're trying to repay us when like there's nothing to repay.
No, we just go back and forth because we
Yeah,
feel
it's
the
like
same
it's
way.
mutual. Like we just it's that understanding of like we're here because of you and like vice versa.
Yeah, definitely. Like June said in his letter after Festa dinner, like everyone inserting themselves in the video and conversation that was just meant for BTS and ARMY was the most infuriating part, like taking, their feelings out of context when they weren't even for them. But no, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying like they would rather suffer. Like they like it just seems so much like they would take on anything just to make sure like we would smile and be happy.
And we would do the same for them.
And that's the thing. It's like I bring it back to those like those I know they're memes, but they're really cute, but they're accurate. Like it's like when that little it's like this little drawing is like trying to fight someone and like throw things, and then this like big like puffy one is like okay, like stop, like it's fine, like you don't have to, like it's okay. But it's like no, like we're gonna fight for you because like we're here, like we are here for them, and you know we do anything to protect them because they don't deserve it's unwarranted. Like a lot of the time, like the stuff that they're
Is.
dealing, like that they're getting shit for, that you know that makes it public at least. Like I can only imagine like all the stuff that they get in private. I'm like, ugh.
I
Like,
know. I can't believe it.
yeah, like I would do so much to make sure like they wouldn't get that, and that's just on the public side. So,
Yeah,
I
I can
feel for them.
imagine. I cannot imagine. But I wanted to point out some more imagery because I feel like there's just a lot of imagery in this song.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were talking about the most beautiful moment. At the start, I think Namjoon says, "Let's walk this flower path." And later on in the song, it says, "Let me find it." It was something about blooming. Hold on. Essentially, I'm looking for it. For becoming that flower in the most beautiful moment in life. I feel like in the Spring Day music video, they're always talking, referencing like flowers, like blooming and growing and us being together in like our most beautiful moments in life. And I feel like during their promotion for the Most Beautiful Moments like series, they were trying to find like specific moments that were like the most beautiful moment. And I feel like as they've gotten older, they're realizing there is not just one. Like well, obviously there's not just one, but they're like saying we are gonna have so many together. Like we're gonna bloom and we're gonna grow. It's just so sweet how everything like comes full circle.
It does. And there was a line that JK sings, and it's like, I hope everything changes once I say it for a better day because we're together. And I think like when you read that, you think, oh, like you want it to happen like right away, but we know like things take time, and like being able to look back at things and know that we're here because of all of those, you know, tough situations. You know, we're able to enjoy like these better moments because of that. And
Definitely.
I think back to a lot of interviews and like not even interviews, just like videos where they get to talk a little deeper, and they talk about like the one that pops out to me is that JK will like say no, like I wouldn't go back and change anything, because if I didn't have any of those things, then we wouldn't be in this moment that we are in right now. And I think that's really powerful, because it's like, it's true. Like, if you change one thing, that completely could change everything after that. And then also, like, in Namjoon's verse, when he says, I wish I could say these things, but I can't. So I won't sugarcoat it. And I feel like they've been very straightforward with us to the best of their ability. Like, they're gonna tell us, like, up front, like, this is as much as we can tell you, and we want to tell you all of these things, but, we're gonna give you the reality and, like, be real with you, because we don't ever want you to, I guess, take it the wrong way or, misinterpret. Like,
They're just being transparent.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like doing this song right now like fits so perfectly, because we're so protective of them and they've always received so much scrutiny, that we can trust them going into this. Like they said at the end of the Busan concert before anything was announced, like, just trust us because we have this mutual understanding of they're not gonna hide anything from us, and they're gonna do like
Is best.
what they think is best for them. And like we already touched on how they didn't want to be used as like puppets or just, strung along for something that they could have say in, and they're gonna take control of their future. And that's part of the reason why we love them so much. So I just think the song was so fitting.
It
That
is.
we have better days ahead of us together. We're gonna bloom and grow
Right, and it's
forever.
and yeah, exactly. And I okay, so I had to do like a little parallel, because I okay, my favorite, like, one of my favorite songs is Moving On. And
I love.
so there's something, I don't know if it's just because of Indigo dropping, but there's something about songs where Namjoon has like a little just talking part where it's not like him rapping or like singing. But like how this song starts off with him talking and Moving On
Yes.
ends
I
with him
have chills.
talking.
Yes.
I found a parallel between them. And in Moving On, he says, I guess that's life, like, I'm afraid. But then he says, I guess that's life, I'm afraid, but let's move on. And then I like saw it in 2-3. I saw, let's erase the sad memories and hold each other's hands and smile. And I'm like, that, I feel like they just coincide so well.
They do.
'Cause it's like they're afraid, but we have to move on. And you know what? If we just trust each other and we hold each other's hand, we're gonna find that moment where we can look back on everything and, see it in a positive light now, rather than the suffering or the hardship. So I had to do a little parallel with my favorite song, so.
Of course. I love that. That is such a parallel. I love that you were able to point that out. Oh, yeah, we didn't really talk about Namjoon talking in the beginning.
Yeah, there's something so powerful. Like he is a poet, and I love
He
that.
is. It was like it's that's why I was like I have chills, because it is like spoken word, like the way he like was saying it. Like, this is all for you. Like, Army. Like, we wrote the song to explain it to you. And I think, this was their first fan song, so it's like this is the first time like they're writing to us, like specifically acknowledging everything that we've been through as a fandom and how we've like always been there for them. So in that moment, it was like, oh, like I know I've said this, and I know we've tried to say it, but no, like I'm telling you, this is
and
for
I
you.
And I will continue to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I
oh
love
my
them.
God, I have goosebumps.
I know. I got. Okay, I'm not gonna cry. It's gonna be fine. But yeah, I feel like that's all the notes that I had. Did you have anything else about the song?
No, I just, this is such a good song. I love this song. I'm glad we picked this one.
I know, it's so special. And when I think of the song, I also think of the end of Wings Tour, where they're on that, the circle that like spins them around so they can see like every army like throughout the whole building. I love them. I trust them. Everything's gonna be okay, and we're gonna continue to talk about their art and their music and everything.
This will
so
definitely
fun.
Help. This will definitely help through.
This is a coping mechanism.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think that's a wrap on 2-3.
Woohoo!
Yay!
If you've stuck through with us, we appreciate you. We love ya.
We do. Thank you for listening. If you have been listening from the start or you're just starting to listen, we hope you enjoy this ride with us. And if you ever want to say anything, have any commentary, you can leave us a voice message on Anchor. I think we should plug our social medias.
Perfect. You can follow us on Instagram, Purple Hour Pod.
Yes, and then you can follow us on Twitter, also Purple Hour Pod. That's where we do our polls that you can vote on when we choose the song for the next episodes that we do. I feel like that's been pretty fun to like leave it to the universe.
Yeah,
and you guys
definitely
chose this song, so and it was really special. So thank you for that. And lastly, we do have a TikTok. It is Purple Hour Podcast, our full name.
Yes.
So yeah, follow us, give us some love, let us know your commentary.
Let us know what you want to hear next.
Yeah, or if you have any fun skit ideas, like we've been having fun thinking of them, but if anyone has anything specific, it'd be awesome.
Yes, please do. We love
them. We will shout you out. This has been so fun.
I know. I'm so glad we did this.
Me too. But yeah, that's a wrap. Everyone have wonderful holidays. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Yes. We love you.
You too.
Talk soon.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye everyone.